I am sitting under a table with my blazer over my head because this conference is like has tens of thousands of people roaming around and airplanes flying overhead.
That's climate reporter Sarah Kaplan.
And there's not that many quiet places to record an interview.
So Sarah, where are you right now?
I am in the media center at the COP27 venue in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
Earth is top of mind at COP27, which stands for the 27th meeting of the Conference of Parties. It's this big yearly United Nations conference that began this week. And right now, thousands of government officials and others from all over the world have gathered in Egypt to negotiate the best ways to combat climate change. Sarah says it's been chaotic, occasionally inspiring, and also somewhat terrifying.
I mean, this COP happens at a time when the toll of climate change and the sort of very dangerous trajectory that the planet is currently on have become quite clear.
We are in the fight of our lives, and we are losing.
And Secretary General Antonio Guterres talked about that in his opening remarks at this COP. He, you know, described how urgent it is that we shift the direction that we're heading in.
Greenhouse gas emissions keep growing. Global temperatures keep rising. And our planet is fast approaching tipping points that will make climate chaos irreversible. We are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator.
Today, we're going inside COP27 with Sarah and the big contentious issue being debated there right now. Should richer countries foot the bill when it comes to climate disasters? Just on Friday, President Joe Biden spoke at the gathering, promising the U.S. is doing its part to avert that, quote, climate hell.
We're not ignoring harbingers that are already here. It's true, so many disasters. Climate crisis is hitting hardest those countries and communities that have the fewest resources to respond and to recover.
But as Sarah tells us, these hardest hit countries want financial help from Europe and the United States, the places responsible for high carbon emissions. Today, we explore what that could look like in practice, and whether there are any slivers of hope at this climate conference.